In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us now with our look outside. It's a snow globe out there, Andy.
Yes, it is. It's that lightly falling snow and nobody's waking up to knee-deep drifts. But I will tell you, it is a deceptively heavy 1 to 2 inches of snow. This is not fluffy and light. It is kind of a sloppy, wet snow this morning.
So should you shovel it or should you wait until the changeover?
You know what? This one, I had one of my daughters heading out to the bus, so it was a shovel this time around. It was almost only about 2 inches of snow, but the snow blower in this type of snow doesn't work quite as well as the lighter stuff. So you had to just kind of push your way through it. It's great snowman snow and snowball packing snow.
Well, that's maybe some good news. We are expecting this rain, though. Is it going to wash away the snow? Is it going to turn it all into slop? I mean, what are we going to be looking at later this afternoon?
That is a very underrated weather term, slop, because that's exactly what's going to happen. It's not going to erase everything. We're not warming up to 50 degrees with, you know, some sort of heavy rain, but it'll be the same type of intensity that you see now outside. So it's pretty light, but it's going to just kind of switch from flakes to drops, and it's going to turn whatever's on the ground into that wintry slop. So I think that's the word of the day.
Well, Southern Erie and areas south, they're going to stay cold and white, right?
Yes, correct. We're at 32 at the airport, so as you go up in elevation, so once you go south of Chestnut Ridge, you'll increase elevation to more than 1,000 feet, and then that will be enough to cool it just a couple more degrees and keep those folks on the cusp of that sloppy, wet snow, where others at lower elevations will see it switch over to more of a lighter rain shower activity. So you're going to continue to see it stick to the ground up there, and it's tricky because if this was a lighter snow, with this intensity, you'd probably have, you know, 10 inches of very fluffy snow, but the texture of this snow, it tends to compact a little bit more, so it may snow kind of all day in this heavier wet snow, but really only accumulate maybe 3 to 5 inches.
Well, that's fine for ski country. For the rest of us, we don't need to be seeing all this snow, and it looks like, as I'm looking ahead, that this is not the last we'll see of it for this week. I mean, how much more snow can we expect over the next several days?
Well, it's an active weather pattern, Brian, and you are right. As you look down the road, there's some big changes as early as tonight. So there'll be some gusty winds today. Nothing that's going to knock out power, but certainly a bad hair day when you mix in some of that rain and snow. Then tonight, another Arctic push of air will come in. We'll be in the 20s for highs tomorrow. And by the time we get to Thursday afternoon, I think we'll see some lake effect bands. And on northwest winds, that means it's coming across the short fetch of the lake from Canada this direction. So that's going to set up shop in portions of extreme southern Erie. So Colden, Boston, Springville, I think, is in the target area, all the way down to Ellicottville. Those folks, another 6 to 12 inches of snow, and that will be the fluffy stuff. As the temperatures get colder, the snow texture begins to become a bit more crystalline, and it'll end up being the stackable snow, the perfect ski country snow.
Wow. I mean, it's December 10th, and it seems like midwinter around here. Are we kind of early on this?
You know what? Statistically, this is kind of what people would call the old fashioned winter, because most of the snows, the heavier snows, have been south of Buffalo over ski country because we've had northwest winds. The more memorable and more recent winters, we've had these storms come with southwest winds, which bring those huge bands of lake effect, and it targets Lancaster, Orchard Park, West Seneca, Cheektowaga. But this time around, the wind pattern combined with the cold has just kind of brought these cold shots of air with northwest winds and given everybody a nice coating, but it certainly put the heaping helping down in the southern tier this time.
You know, is it too early to talk about whether we'll have a white Christmas yet?
Not at all. That is, it's kind of like looking at a playoff calculator for the Buffalo Bills. You'd constantly look at that, and there's no change. As a matter of fact, this weekend gets colder. We're going to stay in the 20s probably all the way through maybe Tuesday of next week. Looking at the 17th and 18th. So that's maybe the 17th to the 20th, I should say. There's a window in there where I think we're going to pop back up into the 40s. And we'll have a couple of days where we kind of shake loose of the icicles. And then I think it goes back down a little bit. But no big Arctic pushes right after that. I think we stay kind of close to 32. Leading up to Christmas, it does look like there'll be a weather system coming in. And it'll start in one form and switch to another. That's too far out for the details. But I can certainly tell you that it's going to stay cold up to about the 17th, and then we'll see a bit of a warm-up. The thing is, we've got a decent snowpack, and the ground is now, you know, colder, so I think that we have a better chance of holding it through that warm-up.
Hey, okay. Well, we'll look forward to that coming up in just a few weeks. So, Andy, where can people find you?
Oh, anytime on social, just type in my name, Andy Parker Weather, or you can send a text to me, and I'll get you back an answer real quick. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639.
All right, love it. Andy, thanks so much. Andy Parker joining us here on WBEN.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.